Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to know what's going on out there when it comes to anything out of the ordinary, from angels to aliens, shadow people to Hat Man. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear your research. We want to hear your comments. So I welcome you, the listener, to go to my main website, which is shadowfolks.com or HeidiHollis.com, and fill out the form there and tell me what's going on in your life, and I will address it here on this program. Or if you want to give some advice on what it is that you've experienced, put it out there. And I always welcome people to reach out if they'd like to be a guest on this show and to share directly. I find that a lot of people prefer to send the emails, and it always surprises me. But hey, I love reading these emails, so I do not mind. And you know, more recently, I had a surprise email from someone who I know from the past that, my goodness, I knew him way back in the beginning when I first started looking into my personal experiences when it came to seeing UFOs. And that is going to be my guest today. And I'm so excited, and I hope that you guys will all enjoy this very on-the-level, direct conversation about alien contact and alien abductions. And wow, you know, it was so raw back then. I had joined a group because I saw some major UFOs, and I would always talk about it. I'm like, you know, just really just in my face and answering type of UFOs in the sky. Like, who has this? Why would a UFO show up when I requested it? Why would they be interacting the way that they were and giving me this sense of almost comfort out there? It's like, but that seems so strange to even say that. So in talking to friends and being nothing less than frank about it, one of my friends happened to be doing somebody's hair, a client. She was a beautician, and he was talking about going to this meeting. And she's like, "You're kidding me. I have a friend that's witnessed some things." But a little did she know that this group had a lot to do with those who were actually interacting with beings more than what I was experiencing, which were the UFOs and interactions with them in that way. Long story short, I got the information from that friend, and I reached out to the coordinator of the group, who was a psychologist, and just so happened to have a lot of clients who were having traumatic events in their life just kind of take over, and they weren't exactly understanding how things were hitting them to the core of them, where they were actually having PTSD symptoms. And not until they got hypnotically regressed by this therapist did they come to find that it was all connected to interactions with aliens. And it didn't just limit itself to the gray beings. And for those of you who do not know, gray alien beings grabbing, abducting people. And these are small child size like creatures, and maybe 3-4 feet tall, big black almond shaped eyes, 2 slits for nostrils and 1 slit for a mouth, and big bulbous bald heads, small insignificant bodies, not much contour to their muscles, and they seem kind of like worker bees. They don't seem to have a lot of emotions to them. And oftentimes they seem to take the orders from another being, sometimes another taller gray or what looks like a Nordic. So there's like this interaction that goes on between the beings too. And a lot of the folks at this UFO meeting, when I finally was allowed to join, it's so funny, they thought that I was a news reporter. We don't allow journalists. I'm like, okay. And we don't allow this and we don't allow that. And I'm like, I don't know why this is being pointed in my direction. I was just a college kid, just really articulate and expressing myself and my interest in the things that I had experienced. But I wasn't a client of this therapist. So perhaps, you know, being protective of those in her group who had experienced things, which, you know, that's great, because I know that a lot of people then and still now want to just gawk at those who've experienced these odd things. And just taking notes and write a report or write a book and yeah, just that type of thing. So it goes on a lot. And so I got into this group and, you know, they kind of would go around the room, you know, and I was so excited and say, you know, and what have you experienced, and tell us what your name is and what have you experienced, you know, and got to me and I'm like, I saw UFOs, and they're all like waiting. Okay. And I'm like, they were big and, they responded to me and like, could you describe the ships? And I told them my circumstances. One of them being the really huge one downtown Milwaukee. It was almost like a plasma. It felt like it was alive, huge. I always say 3 football fields in length, but I would say it was a lot bigger than that. I mean, it just took up the entire sky. And it seemed to pulse, and it seemed to pull me to look its way when it was at a distance. So just a fabulous sighting, just really cool. And I was with a friend, and another one, it answered me when I told it to show up, and it did. And then just streaked the sky where I was and lit it up like a Christmas tree, just tremendous. And growing up in the countryside, I had so many lights and dots that were following me and pulsate, and I had so many electronic things that would go on in my life. I had so many odd things that were kind of personal and I guess didn't quite fit in with everybody in the group, but I sure did learn a lot from the folks that were there. They all had what were no less than horribly abusive experiences when it came to grays, Nordic, military people, U.S. government, looking just like you or I, dressed in their fatigues, and standing right alongside of what looked like an alien. And of course, there's those reports that perhaps this was the government actually performing these types of experiences for people and making it seem like they were being abducted by aliens when they actually weren't. But nonetheless, there were also those who had experiences with praying mantis looking creatures, and pretty darn close to that typical praying mantis. And I heard stories of some that were like 2 feet tall to over 6 feet tall. Can you imagine? I mean, those things are not cute on this planet, but to see something that big, no. Not pleasant. So I listened to the horror and the terror of what it was people were experiencing, and I had bought a couple of books on the topic of UFOs and alien abductions by that time. I was an avid reader, and I just loved reading these stories, so it wasn't like brand new to me, but it was weird to sit there and to hear people speak very matter-of-factly about these things. And I was, of course, humbled and honored that they let me in there to listen and talk. And I didn't think I had a whole lot in common with the folks. And I really was on the fence of really understanding what was going on, especially when there was a shift in the conversation. And when I say shift, I mean from those who wanted to sleep with a gun under their bed and pillow, and some that did, to speaking very violently about what they wanted to do to these beings, and tears and the heartache and the scars, physical scars that people would have, and the mental scars and the abuse, all of a sudden the conversation changed to, well, they're not so bad. I'm special. I agreed to this to be going on with me. I'm like, what? It was weird because I wasn't part of the crowd of folks that had these understandings, and I was really, really just baffled by a lot of it. But what was interesting, soon after I joined, I had a black unmarked helicopter hanging over my home. I felt like quite violated because I heard the folks there speaking to these types of aerial harassment. I had what was called Census Bureau people trying to hound me and my family and friends to ask me very strange questions on a very official level that just didn't seem quite appropriate for a college kid. And when they lost track of me, they started sounding rather threatening to those that I know that they were approaching. So, and it turned out several of the people there in the group had the same type of people coming at them. So I didn't think I had a lot in common with them. And then I found that. And then I got pretty much an invasion of gray alien beings in my apartment. And that's my famous story. If you guys haven't heard it, oh my goodness. Where I had pretty much 9 gray beings come into my place, and I picked one up and I kind of shook it and then offered it something to snack on. It's a strange story. So I know I've said it here on this podcast, and you'll have to scroll back to listen to that program because, my goodness, really something else. But yeah, so I had a lot of crazy experiences that didn't quite amount to what it was people were experiencing in this group. But I started to feel, because I was part of this group, things started happening my way in a different way, and a lot of things became more clearly revealed to me in my life. Not being an alien abductee, but definitely having some contacts that were not quite of this world. And so my guest that's coming up here after the break is William Del Moral, and he is a wonderful human being, an artist, and he's going to share his personal encounters and how he tackled his alien abduction phenomena that was going on in his life. And you're really going to love this story and find a lot of things that you may be able to relate to. And yeah, so stick around after the break. You guys are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today, joining me is William Del Moral, who is a visual artist who was born in Puerto Rico and then raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He has a BFA and master's and practiced as an art therapist for many years. William has now ventured into painting full-time in his Four Arts art studio, and he is an experiencer of many phenomena and wanted to join me today to share about some of his experiences when it came to alien abduction and overcoming that. Now, William is somebody that I've known for a while, so you guys will really enjoy this conversation. So I'd like to welcome William Del Moral. How are you doing, William?
I'm doing great. Nice to chat with you again, Heidi. It's been a long time since we've talked, but it's good to talk with you.
Yes, yeah.
How are you doing?
Oh, gosh. Life has been interesting since we last connected. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that you are somebody that I've known over the years and the circles of folks who have experienced a lot of different phenomena. And wow, growing experience, to say the least, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah.
My goodness. And I wanted, you know, I always tell people they're welcome to come on this show to share their experiences and how they deal with it and how they grow with it, defeat it, whatever it is. But I think it's important to get a bit of your background about who you are, what you do, and some of the things that you've experienced and why you contacted me to come on the show.
Okay. I'm going to give you a quick background. I'm an artist. I have a bachelor's. Well, you'll cover this, but I'm an artist and I'm an art therapist. I did art therapy for roughly 10 years. I taught for a couple of semesters and I'm transitioning now to just being a full-time artist, but I'm also, you know, an experiencer, and it's something that always, it's always around. You know, it's not something that you go through it once and it disappears, at least not for me.
Right. Well, how did you know you were an experiencer at first? I mean, what let you know that something was going on in your life that was really different?
Oh my goodness. I tell you, I was actually going to go on a date and pick up the girl I was going to see. And as I'm pulling off the driveway of the freeway, you know, the signs, you know, for left and right turn, they're white and black. And one of them, as I approached it, became the face of an alien. And I was like, what just happened? What was that? So after that, I searched out a support group because I started having a lot of experiences that were really horrible, to say the least. I mean, they were pretty traumatic. I remember like thinking that I was going to die in one of them because I could feel my heart literally pounding out of my chest. And I was like, they're going to kill me. I'm going to die here. And so I wound up searching for a support group in Milwaukee at the time. And the rest is history.
And that's where I met you, right there. And I joined the group because I had seen some major UFOs. That was it. That, I mean, I go there and I'm like, oh, cool, people that have seen things. But everybody was an experiencer on such a deeper level. And I was glad to see another, and I'm going to just call it as it is, another brown person walk in the doors. And as like my age, I'm like, yes, this is awesome. You know, I was like, oh, goodness, I get to talk to somebody and relate. So it was really, really nice that we connected right away. And so you started having experiences. You saw a sign change into an alien face. Did you want to go into an experience and tell us like what it was that you experienced for one or more?
Well, you know, several times I remember I would just like wake up from a dream into another dream. That's almost how I can describe it. But, you know, when you have those really deep experiences, you know, they're not a dream. They have a total different feel. You wake up from pains from it. You know, like if you have a pain there, you wake up and you still have the after effects of it. And, you know, during one of them, I was just on the ship looking back at the planet. And there were two gray beings. And they asked me to look through what looked like a telescope looking down at the planet. And when I looked at it, it literally sucked me into it. So it kind of became like a tunnel that sucked my soul or sucked me into it. It's hard to describe because it's such an ethereal thing to happen, you know. But, you know, it wasn't soon after that I started having experiments performed on me, and I would wake up. You know, one time I woke up bleeding, and it's just... they were just really frightening. I remember thinking that I was literally going crazy. I was like, oh, this is what it's like to go crazy. I'm going crazy.
Wow.
And so having gone to the support group was really helpful.
Yeah.
But it was also disturbing because, you know, sometimes when you go to support groups, they're always talking, and, you know, a lot of people talk about like, oh, how great my experience was, or, you know, they're so loving and they're so, so great and all of this. And I'm like, well, that's not what I'm going through. You know, where are those guys? Because yes, I'll go with you if you're going to be like that. You know? But it was traumatic. And I tell you, it took me years to kind of like find a balance to reintegrate myself into society where I could function you know, where I can just function well, you know, like knowing that I'm one step here and one step there, but it took a while for me to find that balance.
Right. Yeah. It makes sense. I mean, I joined the group before you did. And a lot of the people sounded much like you. They were all terrorized and terrified. And then there was a shift. There was a shift.
Oh, there was. Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a shift. And all of a sudden, well, these guys aren't so bad. I'm like, what? And it totally changed. And I was confused. Like, you said you would shoot these things if you had the chance, and now it's okay. Yeah. They took your kid. So yeah, it was odd to see. So you came in when people were on the up end of the upswing to say, this is all good. And you were like, whoa, hold on here.
I was like, I'm not going through that same experience. And you know, it was just such a weird, thing to go through, and to have somebody say, well, you know, it was really traumatic for me in the beginning, but now it's good. Now it's great because now I can do this and I can do that. And I remember thinking, I can already do that. I don't need them to like do anything for me to be able to do that. You know, it's like,
yeah,
they're not giving you anything. That is your ability. You were born with that. You know, God gave you that.
Right.
They're not giving you anything that God didn't give you.
Right. So. Yeah. So how did you come to terms with it, like especially with your family and others or friends and stuff and coworkers? How did you start to integrate things?
You know, I kept it secret. I mean, my family knew that I was really interested in it and I was very curious about it, and that I went to a group, but I never really discussed to them what was happening on almost a daily basis at times, you know. So
coworkers, I never told, because, you know, when you have such powerful private things happening, you have to be careful who you choose to share it with, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I always tell people, it's like, imagine fighting for your life and being lucky to have survived it and then going to work the next day and having to pretend it didn't happen. I mean, that changes who you are.
Yeah. And I remember going to college and I was actually walking to a psychology class and in the process of walking, I was having such a hard time grounding myself in the present moment. You know, I was like, okay, I'm here. I'm here. I'm experiencing this, not something else, you know, and then going to one of the lectures and one of the big lectures at the big university here. And they were just covering, you know, delusions that people have. And one of them was the alien topic. And I was like, well, this is interesting. What's
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And even when I was working as a professional, I had a client who came in and he was just detailing all these things. And I was like, what is the best way to work with you without making you vulnerable to these things? You know, it's just a big thing. And it's like, we need to address it as a species. You know, it's like, we need to come together in this and we need to face it and we need to prep ourselves for it.
Truly, truly. I mean, it is it has been a struggle. I mean, for myself, I didn't have any memories of having been abducted or anything like that, luckily. But I always was sympathetic to those who had these stories that would come in. But they confused me, though, too, because I didn't understand a whole lot of the conflicting nature of the inner workings of it. You know, I mean, people were struggling. They were trying to find the right answers. And you can't blame people for wanting to be okay if they felt helpless, you know?
No, absolutely not. And you know what I discovered during that initial process, during those first years? I discovered that I was in contact with two different types of beings. And I'm not going to describe them physically because I don't have a good recall on that.
Yeah.
I do know that the grays were involved. I do know that a taller gray was involved that I almost killed. And I want to get, you know, we can get into that later. And I know that there was a reptilian involved that tried to kill me and he almost succeeded.
Wow. It's deep. Well, let's dive a little bit deeper into that right after the break here and find out what's been happening. So you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward.
You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, it's time to head over to coasttocoastam.com and check out the Art Bell Vault, a collection of timeless audio. Listen to some of the great interviews with the likes of the late Father Malachi Martin, Dr. Evelyn Paglini, investigative journalist Jim Mars, and more. This is classic audio that you can enjoy at any time, and it's all heard without interruption. New shows are added each week, so find out how to access the Art Bell Vault now by going to coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com. Did you know that tests that could save your life from cancer are now available for little or no cost thanks to the healthcare law called the Affordable Care Act? Let this be the year you get screening tests that can detect cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't let concerns get in the way. Talk to a doctor or other medical professional to learn more about the best cancer testing options for you.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And joining me today is William Del Moral. He is someone that I have known for quite some time, way back in the beginning when I first started going to those who have witnessed aliens and UFOs. And he came in the door and we connected right away. And he's had so many different types of experiences. It's been absolutely mind-boggling. And you were just about to go into a bit more detail on what it is that you've experienced with some of these different beings, William. So feel free. Let's dive on in.
Yes. Well, a lot of it, you know, like I mentioned before the break, they were not good experiences. And I thought that I was going to lose my mind because of this. And finally, one day, I could feel that they were going to visit. I went to sleep like I always do. And I woke up in what seemed like a ship. It was definitely an examining room. And I was frozen. I couldn't move. And this taller Gray was upset with me. And I call her because her energy was, it seemed like she had more feminine energy than anything else. And she was telepathically arguing with me that I had agreed to do these experiments. And I was saying, no, I didn't. And no, I kept saying no, repeating no, no, no. And she kept insisting. And what happened was that she moved. And when she moved her arm, it shocked me out of my frozen state that they put you in there. You know, they're able to freeze and freeze the brain to disconnect it from the body somehow so you can't move. But her movement of her arm directly in front of my eyes just shocked me because it was so insect-like. And that jolted me out of that day state. And when I was jolted like that, I just prayed. I was like, Jesus, please send me some light and help me get these things away from me. And I just called into his name three times. And there was such a powerful download of light energy that came into me that I couldn't sleep for 2 days afterwards because I was so charged up. But wow. Yeah, but what happened was I immediately reached out and grabbed her face and released that energy into her face. And my intention was to kill it. It really was. I mean, I felt in danger for my life. And my intention was to kill it. And surprisingly to me, she screamed in my head for mercy. And then she screamed mercy through her mouth. And I had never seen her mouth. And she had a tiny mouth and little tiny teeth.
And I released her, and she slumped on the table. And at that moment, the other, I guess the other Grace, but I call like the worker Grace, they freaked out, and some like were trying to get out of the vicinity. And at that point, I was just like literally like directing light energy at them and pushing them out like through the wall, not like breaking the wall, but like, you know how they're able to walk through walls and stuff like that. I was just just released them and shot all this energy into them, and they all like disappeared. And then I wound up waking up like almost like slamming into my body and like waking up being like, wow. But then I was like super charged up, and I was just so grateful that, you know, you call Jesus's name and bonds like that. And just the fact that I was able to get out of that. I mean, I really thought they were going to kill me. I was like,
amazing.
You're going to kill me. I'm going to die of a heart attack.
I remember back then when that had happened to you, and it was not something spoke of much back then at all. Using Jesus' name to get rid of aliens. What on earth, you know?
It's
amazing that now I'm happy to hear it more often, but you're pretty much a testimony to it, how well it worked. I mean, in the face of an alien.
Yeah. And it makes me it totally threw that whole system that I was being initiated into going, well, why the hell would the name of Jesus push them away? You know, where are they coming from? What are they?
Exactly.
What is your point of origin? And if you're some kind of cyborg, who's programming you? You know, like all of those things. It's like, there's a lot to consider here. And I mean, I myself even struggle with that after the fact, you know, like the next night, well, maybe one or two nights later, there was an incredible presence outside of, I was living with my sister at the time, outside of her back door. And I remember just that dark energy that was right there. And I remember thinking, if you come in here, one of us is going to die, because I was still in that holy light. I was like, if you come in here, one of us is going to die, and I'm not inviting you in. You're not invited. And I think that's something people also have to be very aware of, that these things manipulate and lie to us to get access to us. You know, there is some kind of universal law where they can't do it on their own unless somehow in our will, in our mind, we say, come in. Or right. We say, yes, I will help you. But without knowing exactly what that means. That means that they're going to, you know, do some serious experiments on you, and they're going to hurt you. And
exactly.
I just think that there needs to be a strong awareness of, like, do not invite them in. If you're challenging them, that's an invitation. You know, if you say, well, I'm not afraid of you, that's an invitation. You know, you have to make a very clear sentiment of not allowing any of this.
And it's interesting how they try to convince you of it. No, recall the agreement. It's like, hold on. If that was it written in gold or whatever, or blood, why are you having to remind me then? Why?
Right. And seriously, I'm like, no, I didn't. And even if I did, I'm not, I didn't agree to having this kind of a things happening to me, where when you're setting these gray things on me that have no soul and have no empathy and have no feelings. You know, it's like, that's a terrifying concept. Can you imagine an AI life form without empathy?
Right.
That's a psychopath.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a psychopath.
And it was right then at that time. So I've talked a bit on this show about the contact that I had with my college roommate, Samantha, and the being that spoke through her and told us use Jesus' name at these beings. They won't like it. It's like, come on now, really? Like, really?
No.
And for it to work, like you were like the first, I think, that tried it. And it was like, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah. It's I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Yeah. Was that like the end of their onslaught, or did they keep trying at later times?
They kept trying at later times. And it's really fascinating because they always did it in times of my life when I was about to improve my life. You know what I'm saying? So like when I was in, I wound up going to grad school to become an art therapist. And so they would show up like during finals, you know, like a high pressure time like that. And I just, one of them showed up once in my apartment. And I was like, I told you I'm not dealing with you. We don't have anything to talk about. And I asked for the name of the female tall gray. And they were like, she's not in this project anymore. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I have nothing to say to you. Go away.
Wow. Yeah. Are you serious? Like, I this is news to me. I got goosebumps. Like, wow. Oh,
Yeah. This happened. And I don't recall her name right now. I somehow knew it, but I've forgotten it in time. But I was like, well, let me talk to what such and such. And they were like, she's not here anymore. She's not working here anymore. I was like, okay, well, I don't have anything to say to you. Go away.
She moved to upper management, huh?
Something, yeah. And, you know, the other time where I had to like really like hold my ground was when they showed me a hybrid and they told me that it was my daughter. And I was very conflicted, of course, because I want to nurture this daughter.
Right.
But that meant, and I knew that's what it meant. That meant that I would have to be, they would have to have access to me.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, it meant that they would have to have access to me. And I was, and I decided, I was like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to nurture you.
Wow.
And I was, you know, I carried that guilt for a very long time. And I even named her, like she has a name that I've given her.
Yeah.
And, but, no, I would not grant them that access because they will take advantage.
How sneaky and backhanded. What? Wow.
Yeah.
Blackmailed. I that's amazing. But what a keen perception to have, to know that they were dangling that carrot in front of you. Like, you know, you get to see her if you let us have access to you again.
And I had to, I remember at that time thinking you really have to trust in these other beings that I hear doing positive things because they are doing that, that they will take care of this situation because I can't. Because if I do, I'm not going to be well. I'm not going to be well. So.
Right. Wow. Well, that's amazing. You know,
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of these other more positive experiences and what you've done today so you're not susceptible to such things. So we'll get to that after the break. You guys are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey folks, producer Tom here, reminding you to make sure and check out our official Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel. For many of us, YouTube is our go-to place for audio-visual media, and we here at Coast to Coast are happy to share free hour-long excerpts of Coast to Coast AM with you, our loyal fans and new listeners. Our YouTube channel offers many different Coast to Coast AM hour-long pieces of audio on numerous topics, including ufology, extraterrestrials, conspiracies, strange creatures, prophecies, and much more. There's even a section that includes our most popular uploads, such as many of the David Pilates shows on people disappearing in national parks. To visit or subscribe, just go to YouTube and type in Coast to Coast AM Official, or you can simply go to the coasttocoastam.com website and click on the YouTube icon at the top. It's the official Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel. You're going to love this. Just get on over to coasttocoastam.com and start your free listening now.
Hey, it's George Norrie, and thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Here we go with more Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I have my guest, William Del Moral. He was speaking of several of his experiences and his understandings of what's going on and how better to protect himself. And I wanted to get into something before we talk about how you protect yourself and the more positive things going on in your life. I wanted to talk about, you mentioned having a reptilian alien experience, and I wanted to dive into that first before we get to the other parts.
Yeah, that was pretty dark. That was terrifying. It was pretty dark. I had, during this period, the initial period when I was first going to that group with where you attended and Samantha attended and all these other people, I had, while I was sleeping, a huge reptilian. And I'm talking just massive. It's like, you know, I met Lou Ferrigno once and his hand was so big. It was almost like a hand and a half of mine, you know, like just powerful, big. And he was behind me and he had his hands on my head and he was twisting my neck and he was trying to break my neck. And I remember that when I felt that pain, my hands immediately shot up and grabbed his forearms to pull his hands away from my head, and his forearms were massive. His wrists were massive. I just did it as with all my strength, and I managed to break that connection. And then I woke up and my hands were turning my head. My hands were turning my head and trying to break my neck. This thing somehow controlled my body where it was using it to hurt me in that way, to literally get to stop me in that way. Yeah.
Terrible.
Just nasty, 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 just nasty.
But things have changed for the better. But you had an experience just a few years ago?
I did. I had an experience about 3 years ago while I was meditating. I had an alien show up, and it wasn't white, gray type of alien. It wasn't a gray, but it was like a white skin. And it showed up, you know, like they always do, where they press their eyes directly into your face. And it almost feels like you're falling into a void, because all you see is just that blackness and darkness. But it did that. And as it pulled away, I was like, nope, you don't have permission and you don't have access. And then it got up really quickly, walked away. And my daughter sat down, and she's like a fully grown human looking daughter, very beautiful, curly hair, green eyes, just a lovely looking human being. And she wanted to present to me her daughter. I met my grandma, my granddaughter.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember just talking and, you know, telling her that I was open to, I don't know what happened that she wound up being okay, which I'm so extremely grateful for. I think that, you know, the good aliens have somehow managed to get her and protected her somehow. You know, I left it to her where I was like, well, I am open to connecting with you, but I set conditions. You know, I was like, well, this is the conditions that I'm setting. No manipulation, no lying, no experiments, those kind of things.
Right.
But since then, that was the last contact I've had with.
So with you anyone. Felt she was somehow protected or?
Yeah, I did. I felt somehow that she had been protected from the moment, you know, like let you go back to when I first met her, where they wanted me to like provide her with nurturing and all this stuff. And I was like, I'm not giving you access to me.
So and okay. And the daughter seemed pretty normal, like would pass for human.
She could pass for human. She seemed pretty normal. She didn't seem like she was coming here though. It was almost like she was heading someplace else and she had her own daughter and they were going to head someplace else. Wherever there is another, I have a very strong suspicion that there is another human population someplace else. And I don't know if they're earthlings from here or just humans that they have produced and are someplace else.
Hybrids, maybe?
Hybrids, yeah. Yeah. And they're, I don't know. That's just a very strong sense that I have.
So what do you tell people who are going through anything that's remotely close to what you've gone through? And as a therapist, when you see cases that might kind of dance close to what it is that you have a good understanding about, because I know I get conflicted as a therapist too.
And oh, so hard to do as a therapist. What I tell people outside of the outside of the professional field, is to, and then, you know, sometimes they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that to call on Jesus. They don't want to believe in Jesus. They, you know, they have very conflicted relationships with Jesus and religious figures and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not here to do that. I'm not here to convert you. I'm not here to any of that. I am telling you, call on Jesus' name.
Right.
He will protect you. Call on his name. He will send an angel to protect you. You know, that's up to him, you know. But you have to know as a human being when you need help. You know, you have to know you're not helpless. I this is the thing that crawls, you know, it just gets me a lot of the times that people are always like, oh, you're helpless. You're not helpless. You just don't know the power you have access to, but you're not helpless. You're unaware.
Right. It seems like, do you find this reluctancy out there where people almost seem ashamed to say that they might believe in God or Jesus? They're so hesitant. And I'm like,
they're really, really super hesitant is the right word. They're really hesitant. And I'm like, you guys, this being came here, sacrificed his life for you. For your loved ones, he will help you, you know, he will help you. And I'm not saying you have to be like some hardcore Christian something or other. That's not what I'm saying. Let me put it really simply. Look, if you say, I love God, if you say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, you're keeping that belief system at arm's length, right? You're like, I believe you're right there. You know, I can point to you. You're right there. I believe you're right there. But if you say, I love, right? Try saying that. I love God. I love Jesus. Then you are taking that in. It becomes part of you.
Yeah. You know, people, I think they get afraid sometimes that I think I mention Jesus in every show. And And they're like, oh, is this a Christian show? And I'm like, you know, right. It's a realistic show because I'm telling you what works. And, you know, why did these beings recognize this? And I've had the argument. I'm curious what you think of this, William. People say, oh, it didn't work. You just said in Jesus' name. And at the end of your abduction experience, the aliens were leaving anyhow. You know, it's like, come on. You know, I'm talking about, like in your situation, in the alien's face saying it and them leaving.
Yeah. 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 No, they were not going to leave beforehand. You know, it's like they left because they were afraid for themselves. Self-preservation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And beg for mercy. Like
beg for mercy, which to this day, I can just still see her. I can hear her voice in my head and I can still see her mouth moving, screaming for mercy. You know,
is that something in the light of God? Why would that bother? You know,
right.
And it's like, people try to say, well, you know, Jesus must be an alien. Jesus must be this or that. I'm like, why does he need to be defined? All I know is he's recognized to have done a lot of good things. And he really helps people on this planet when they're in trouble. Can we just have a blanket that, can we just, you know,
can we just have a blanket thing where you can disagree? Can we just say Jesus is an energy? So it's an energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Recognize energy to help get people out of a bind when something, evil comes around. And, you know, I understand that a lot of people are like, well, you know, the government's putting out the word that these are all evil aliens. I'm like, look, they're not all positive either, though. And we have to realize, just like people, this can happen where we have this conflicting energy. But I want people to get the chance to reach out to you and take a look at your art if you'd like to put that out there, William.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My artwork, you know, just to let you know, I've from years of making art with clients, I shifted over now to just working on my own art. And, you know, my art, I do blessings for so that the viewers, any viewer, can get a positive energy from it. Nice. So, yeah. So that's what I'm shifting into. I have a show coming up at the Overture Center here in Madison in October. And, you know, I have a webpage where people can look at the stuff. And it's developing. So everything's still developing. But my webpage is William Del Moro Art.
Wonderful. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. This was really great of you to volunteer or reach out and to come on the show. I was pleasantly surprised. This is great.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. And thank you to all the Coast to Coast listeners. You know, I've been a listener a long time. But I really think that the time for people to just say a big no, you know, is here. And know who you're working with. And if you're working with light beings from the, you know, from the light side, you will know. You'll be just fine. But if you're being lied to and you're being manipulated and you're being groomed, then that's something completely different.
So true. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing. I love hearing successful stories, especially when it comes to alien beings becoming a huge problem in somebody's life. And I knew him from a long time ago. And it's so good to hear that things have been pretty good, where these things are not creeping around as often and causing the havoc that they once did. And I know a lot of people are like, what on earth, you know, talking about the Jesus topic again, but it is just what it is. It's like there is a good force, there's a bad force. And sometimes there are titles to each side, and sometimes it really helps to address it and just be direct about it, not be ashamed of it. So, you know, I always welcome you guys to write me. Just go to HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. And if you want to be a guest in the show, just like William Del Morel was just now, you are more than welcome to do that. And write as much detail as you'd like. If you choose to, just send me an email. That's all good. I don't mind. So, wow, this has been a really fascinating show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Be safe, everybody.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.